5 minutes, isn't it? So. For those, some people haven't realized that there is a program on the web. We didn't actually print the program for the security miniconf, so it's actually on the website for those that were wondering what is this random array of talks that I'm seeing. So this, then we're going to have Simon Holman talking about SSL, and which will tell us about writing SE policy. And then we'll break for the day. So, just switch. So I'll just introduce myself a little bit. Okay, my name is Michael Cohen, and the experiences that I've had recently in securing web applications. So, who here actually does this securing web applications? Who has to deploy web applications as part of their jobs? Lots of people. Excellent. I guess you all know that as in about the OWASP and how the OWASP can be used to an application is developed and how it's deployed and whether the OWASP guidelines are being used, etc. So sometimes we are faced with a difficult choice where we have to deploy an application that we didn't write, we have no control over on our server, yet we're still supposed to be responsible for its security in some way. So this is a bit of a dilemma. Okay, so it doesn't have to be a general purpose web browser. It can be sort of a custom-made written sort of application that just uses HTTP to interact over. That also counts as a web application. And then usually the database, the web application provides access of some description to the database. So there is a database. And because HTTP is usually stateless, passed via POST or GET, not necessarily in a cookie field, but there is some kind of state maintenance as well. So we know that web applications are deployed more and more and very popular. And of course, the every business wants to put their web application on the web. And